I let it burn. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into a bridge. I don't care.
House of Pride Show with your host, Quika Turner. What a show we have for you today. Live in the studio, joining us is producer-director Abigail Munn, because the circus is in town right here in San Francisco. It's Circus Bella. She'll be coming in to tell us all about it. Stay tuned. And then my favorite co-host, Bernadette Bowen, is stopping by. And then we'll play some new dance music and some current hits. I want to thank Mike for passing the baton to the new show next up. Thanks, Mike. You're welcome. Well, let's warm up the House of Pride Show with some delightful circus music.
Yeah.
warming things up. Because circus is in town. We're going to hear all about it. Not just any circus, folks.
Baby cried the day the circus came to town.
Yes, the circus is in town. And my first guest is here. I'm so happy to have Abigail Munn with us.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How would the barkers say that? Hello, welcome to...
Step right up. Welcome to Circus Bella.
Circus Bella is in town, south of Market.
That's right. We're at the crossing at East Cut. Right now, we have a beautiful circus tent set up.
I saw it online, folks. If you're like just tuning in, where can folks go and check out? You're all over the social media.
We're all over the social media. The tent is set up at Howard and Beale Streets in the East Cut in San Francisco. And you can learn more about our show at www.circusbella.org.
Fabulous. So, Circus Bella is a Starlight production?
The show is called Starlight this year.
Okay. What was it called last year? Just
last
curious.
Last year was called Kaleidoscope.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me of Gypsy Love, an astrologist who produced a song called Kaleidoscope. I was one of the remixes.
Oh, amazing.
And I love the symbolism.
Yeah.
Tell us about the symbolism for Starlight.
Starlight is about light and brightness and hope in the part of the year that's cold and dark.
It's been cold out.
Oh, it's been cold. But our tent is heated. So it's cozy in the tent.
Yeah, and it's actually a cozy space. I saw you, that video where it pops up.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many, square feet or circumference? How many seats are in that house?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's even better.
Sparing me. It's 350 seats.
350 seats, so it's an intimate
experience.
Very
intimate, and it's completely in the round. There's no more than 7 rows of seats, there's not a bad seat in the house. It's a little tiny stage in the middle of a little tiny tent, and the band is actually up above the entrance for the artist entrance portal. So,
oh, that's fabulous. So you have a live band.
We have a live band at all our shows.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a very physical experience. Do you, a lot of different performances. How would you describe the... What's in store for the audience?
We have an amazing array of circus acts that we're going to present. And then we also do ensemble work. So we have contortionists and clowns and acrobats and beautiful aerialists and jugglers and all the things. It's kind of like if you close your eyes and think about what you think a circus is, but then you kind of turn up the dial so it's a little more... It's 2025, where it's current, and we're a little, we're kind of wild and sparkly in our costumes. It's very San Francisco, and that's who we are.
A little pizzazz.
We've got a lot of pizzazz.
Yes. When I think of circuses, I think of like elephants and tigers and lions. Do we have any animals this year?
We are an all-human circus.
You've got some bondage.
We've got all humans. Yeah.
Submissive. No, it's not that kind of circus.
No, it's we're
that's Tweaker's dirty mind.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. We have our costumes are made by Dark Garden Unique Corsetry. So
corsets.
Yeah. So there's one corset in the show. I'm wearing it.
Yes, tell us about your role. I mean, you're the director and producer.
I am the director and the producer and also founder of the show and also the ringmaster.
So you're like the person on the mic ushering in.
I say, welcome, step right up. Welcome to Circus Bella. And I'll be wearing a top hat and a beautiful ensemble custom made for me by Dark Garden.
Abigail, I can tell you really enjoy that role. But,
I love it.
Yeah. But let's go back a little bit. This is your baby. Where were the seeds planted?
I grew up in San Francisco. I started as a little girl with the Pickle Family Circus back in the day. And I grew up in an artistic family. My parents moved here in the 70s to work for the opera, so I've kind of grown up backstage.
What a cool time to grow up.
It was amazing.
Yeah. What did they do for the opera?
My dad was the lighting director for the opera for many, many years. And then when my parents first moved here, my mom worked for the Young Singers program.
So you were in the mix.
So I was in the mix.
Yeah. And what attracted you to circus art?
We joke about this being the worst parenting decision ever. My parents signed me up for a Saturday circus class with the Pickles when I was 9, and I walked in and I said, this is it.
I found my home.
I found it. So I just keep... training and practicing. And then I also worked as a dancer, and I had a vaudeville burlesque act for a couple years. I did Wild West shows. I did all sorts of things. I ran off and joined another circus, and then I came back here and founded my own circus.
Yeah. You've accumulated all of that experience and harnessed it into your own show. Yeah. I love it. That's such an artist thing to do. What was your persona's name back in the day when you were...
Oh, I was Darlin' LeBang.
Darlin' LeBang. That's a drag name, too, for someone else.
Yeah.
Pass the torch.
You can, pass the torch. Use it. It's out there. It's available now.
I know that feeling of just finding home. I felt the same way when I moved here in 96 and joined, I bogarted my way into the Sick and Twisted Theater group, that On Vanguard group founded by Tony Bagley. Shout out to Tony. He's still around. Yes. Sign Adventure on stage live. So was it always Bella, Circus Bella?
So we always were Circus. So what happened was I was on tour with this very traditional tent show around the country, and I was the trapeze artist for the show, and my friend David was the slack rope walker. And while we were on that show, we were talking about how we wanted to bring this kind of one ring family traditional-ish circus back idea of what the Pickles were back to the Bay Area. And we were talking about it, and then we kind of lost touch for a year, and then we met again, and we were both like, I think I'm still thinking about that idea. And he said, me too. Let's try to make something happen. And then the next day, somebody from Bella Winery called me, and they said, hey, do you have a circus? And I said, yeah. And so... And then I said, Dave, I called David. I was like, David, we've got a gig. So that's how we...
That was the first?
That was the first one. And we couldn't think of a... We actually spent Thursday mornings at Boogaloo's, just a block away from here, trying to come up with... we knew we had this gig. We had this opportunity to create something. And it's kind of interesting thinking back now, because we spent a lot more... We were very intentional about how starting the company, much more than other projects that I had done before. But we're like, okay, we want it to be in the round. We want to have hire performers who have acts but then do some ensemble work. We want to have live music at all our shows, and we want to end with a big juggle. And all those things that we talked about then, we're still doing now. So there's like this seed that started then.
It seems like, it's a mind-boggling, a lot of moving parts.
There's so many moving
folks involved, contracted, I'm assuming.
It is a lot of moving parts.
Did you find you were good at the business side of it?
I'm learning as I go. I think I definitely have an MBA by now
in business.
But I have a degree in modern dance. So
you have to be fluid.
But I've learned. Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot as I go. And it's not that the first company, the first year, we had 6 performers and a 4-piece band and no crew and no nothing. And now we have 12 performers, a 6-piece band, and then lighting crew, sound crew, ushers, front of house.
Front of house with popcorn and...
Popcorn. We have an amazing house manager, popcorn, merch, souvenirs.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Of course, cotton candy. Come on.
It's not a circus without cotton candy. Like
or popcorn.
Spun, like in one of those things.
Yeah, we spin it in the morning.
There is...
It's delicious.
Yeah. You went all out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Folks, this is the ticket in town. I mean, where in San Francisco do you find a circus dropping in to the center?
No, and where you're local. So there is another group from Canada here right now. Their show is great, But ours is, you know, shop local, and you're not going to be disappointed. So
I think you bring a different flair.
Absolutely. And the technical, we're just on par with the bigger companies. Our technical level is really high. It's just a beautiful show.
And I haven't seen the show. I want to see it. I can just guarantee folks, though, that the flow of the show is probably just right on point, because you've been in the business so
long. For a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't waste any time. It's a power-packed 2 hours of circus.
Fabulous. So you get there a little early, get your concessions.
Get your concessions.
No seat's a bad seat.
No seat's a bad seat. And actually, I mean, if you wanted to come twice, every seat, you're going to get a kind of a slightly different version of the show, which is pretty cool.
Different angles, different experiences. Let's remind folks where they can go to get their tickets today.
You can go to circusbella.org, and you can learn all about our show and buy your ticket.
Are there different tier prices?
We have two tiers. So you can buy reserve seats. So that means that your seat will be reserved ahead of time. You can pick which seat you want, and those are the first 2 to 3 rows. And then we also have general admission seats. And the house opens 30 minutes before the show. So if you get there early, if you have a general admission seat, you can pick whatever seat you want.
Fabulous. We're going to take a short musical break. When we come back, we're going to talk about clowns.
I love that.
To the studio today. I would love that, but they do have clowns over at the circus here in the city. We're talking about, of course, the Circus Bella, and the producer and the announcer is here with us, Abigail Munn. Hello.
Hello.
We've been having fun so far.
Yes, fun.
Clowns. The vibe of clowns has changed over the last few years, obviously, thanks to Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
How are you addressing that with the children?
How are you addressing it? are addressing it with funny, charming, hilarious, wonderful clowns. So we just ignore, we try to, I think a lot of clowns have gotten a bad name for two different versions. There's the Stephen King problem, and then there's the our current president problem, also being called. So we're just, we're trying to...
And Casey the clown.
We always are just working to...
Elevate,
give you our definition of what a clown is.
The and traditional meaning.
More traditional meaning, and we have, and I think clowns are there to point out our own, we all fall down, we all have problems, things for all of us, we have the day that didn't go the way we thought it was going to go, and we said the thing we didn't want to say, and clowns are there to celebrate that, and celebrate our humanity, and So we've got this amazing clown trio. They're called the Nose Parade. And they are, it's Jamie Coventry, Calvin Kaiku, and Natasha Kaluza.
Three clowns.
I know, three clowns. It's totally decadent and excessive. But what you do with a clown trio is a really traditional format for clowns, and so there's a whole, it's called clown theory, there's a whole hierarchy of who relates to who, and the number one clown, who's Natasha, thinks they're in control all the time and thinks they're the boss. The number two really thinks they're supposed to be the boss, but they just are always messing it up. And number three is usually completely out to lunch, like on a different planet. So that's kind of the very traditional
chemistry that
a trio usually
that brings the laughs
and
in.
And then it brings the laughs in. And yeah. And our clowns are hilarious, and their costumes are beautiful, and
so they got it down, the timing and
the timing. You know. Yeah, and they're always working. I mean, they work so hard. You know, I think being funny is one of also the hardest. It's the hardest to be funny, you know. And I think for the clowns is they don't. I mean, you have a sense of what's going on, but they need that audience there to also feel how things are going to go. So, you know, they practice, and then they do it in front of an audience, and then they work and they keep working, and you know, that's kind of they're amazing. I'm so honored to have them in the company.
And what are their clown names again? Do they have?
They don't really. I guess it's
Bobo.
No.
They don't have a...
I'm blanking on Natasha. We have the Super Duper Hula Hooper, which is our number one. But I don't know. She's got a clown name, and I'm messing it up, and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry,
putting
Natasha,
you on the
out
spot.
There. And then Cuckoo is Calvin. That's his clown name. And then we have...
Cuckoo. That's a funny name.
Yeah, it's funny. And then Cubs, which is Jamie Coventry's number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jamie. The comic act is struggling for dominance.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm really the number one in the show. So basically part of the clowns is they're always kind of messing me up, too. I mean, they're just kind of messing up with the show.
Oh, that's so cool. And so the announcer is always the person kind of like cleaning up the mess. Yeah, and that's the traditional role.
This is the traditional role. Is that, you know, the clowns are kind of getting in the way. But we have a really lovely, it's towards the end of the show, we have a lovely moment where Jamie, who's the lowest status person in the entire show, and then myself, and we start out a little song together, which is really sweet.
So, oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some singing.
There's a little singing and dancing. The clowns have problems in the back with the dancing, but...
who doesn't love a clown, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be a clown and drive around in an ice cream truck in the Hamptons.
Oh, fantastic.
And one out of 10 children would cry, but I always felt that the nine, it was worth the sacrifice of one child that would cry.
We don't have, our clowns are very, you know, they're not in aggressive makeup. They're very, it's
I wasn't in aggressive makeup. I had a big smile. Well, okay. I mean, I wore a rubber mask.
Okay. Yeah. That's, so no, they're just, they do wear noses, but other than that.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just to reiterate again, we are talking about the Circus Bella located in South of Market, and where can folks get tickets?
You can buy tickets at circusbella.org.
So simple.
Easy.
Just go on there and reserve your seat.
Absolutely. Tickets are selling fast. Buy one now.
I love it. Have you ever been a clown?
I have never been a clown. I was a trapeze artist.
What?
And I always say I'm just clown adjacent.
How high did you go as a trapeze artist?
Not terribly high. I think the highest I ever worked was 20 feet.
Still, though.
So,
and how do you learn trapeze? Is that one of the classes at the circus school?
So I started taking classes in the trapeze with Wendy Parkman at the Circus Center. Or was the Pickle Family Circus School, and now it's the Circus Center. And then I had many coaches over the years, and, you know, you just sort of decide that's what you want to do. And
yeah.
Practice and practice and train and train and train and do a lot of pull-ups. And
oh, you obviously. Yeah, that makes sense. You need the upper body strength.
Yeah.
And a lot of coordination.
And a lot of coordination. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was always, I was also always simultaneously very interested in dance, and so, and love dancing.
Your degree is in dance.
I have degrees in dance. So it's, to me, the trapeze is very much your dancing in the air.
That makes sense. Yes. But, right. When you look at the acrobatics of it in the air on suspended ropes. And,
yeah. You're just dancing with gravity a little bit.
That takes something. Some getting used to, I can imagine. But it's also beautiful, the flow of the motion.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. I mean, I retired in 2021.
Yeah.
So, but I do sometimes still dream about my act. So,
and folks are at your circus are elevated on some of the acts.
Oh yeah, we have two aerialists in the show. We have Dora Galilea and Veronica Blair. So we have you can't have a circus without an aerialist.
Yeah.
So we have two glorious, beautiful aerialists. Very different. Veronica, I think she's kind of she sets the mood for the show. I feel like when you go to see a live performance, especially right now when there's so much in the world and we're all being pulled in so many directions, I go see a lot of things, and you always takes that first 5 minutes where you're like, ah, here I am. This is what I'm seeing. And I feel like that's what Veronica's job is, to kind of transport you to our Circus Bella world.
Can a circus be not be political, but can it kind of show a little bit of the landscape of what's going on, contemporary.
You know, I think what we do is we're not political. I try to make sure it's actually a welcoming place for everybody.
Every demographic.
Everybody can come in.
Yes.
But I do very much paint a picture of the world that I want to live in. So you're going to see a diverse group of people of all ages, genders, backgrounds. I mean, it's very working together closely to create this world. And that's where I want to live.
Yes, everyone getting along in harmony.
Yeah, and working together. And it's not always easy. And we have, you know, we're very much a family. So we have our moments. But I want to create the world that I want to live in. And that's what... And I feel like what's wonderful about the show is that you can feel that energy. I mean, A, everyone is extremely talented and it's gorgeous and glorious, but also you kind of can feel that vibe. So that's my political statement.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, makes sense. Yeah. I would suppose every artistic director has their own vision.
Yeah.
And yours is about unity and love. And
this is my other pet peeve these days, is that whole when people say political circus. I'm like, actually, most circuses I know are kind and well organized and respectful of differences and all the things, which is, so when you say political circus, I mean, I think they mean the spectacle.
Yeah. I mean, I meant more like some of the gags,
exactly,
influenced by what, you know, contemporary.
Yeah, no, we kind of stay away from that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's entertainment, folks.
It is.
You know, we want folks leaving with a smile.
We kind of need a break.
Absolutely. Let's take a short musical break and then talk about our last subject, behind the scenes.
Oh, I love that.
Trailer talk. We'll be right back.
This is great. Thank you.
Yeah, this is super fun. I love the live show.
I do too.
Thank you.
Take me out to the ballpark. I don't know. I guess we're getting the whole nine yards here. Welcome back to the House of Pride Show with Tweka Turner and Abigail Munn, the director of Circus Bella.
Hi.
Director and artistic director and what else? I feel like.
Truck driver, laundress.
Popcorn maker.
Popcorn maker. Actually, I'm not great at making popcorn, but.
Nor am I. I would love
but
to.
But I have.
I would love to be that guy in the cotton candy machine, though. That would be so fun.
It's kind of intense, actually. You have to keep moving, otherwise it'll get ahead of you.
You know, you become one with the stick.
It's sticky.
You'll be wrapped like a spider wraps a fly.
I've seen it go wrong, and it's in people's eyebrows, and it's a big... It gets out of control.
But when it goes right, oh my God, is that delicious.
So fun.
Different flavors or?
We have two different flavors.
Oh yeah.
Pink and blue.
I'll take the blue, please. For diabetes? No. Mm-hmm. No. Young at heart. You have albums for download for sale,
we
folks.
We do.
It is called Circus Bella All-Star Band.
Yeah.
You can get it at most digital platforms.
Most digital platforms, that's correct.
I am so excited to sample a couple of these. Let's check it out. Flying with Abigail.
Oh, that's my song.
Did you write this one?
No, so all the music was written by Rob Reich, who was a local music legend who passed away, actually, fairly recently.
Let's dedicate it to Rob.
So this is to Rob.
Yes, Rob, good job.
Yeah, he's amazing.
You can get this on Spotify, too. Mm-hmm. Wow, that would make a good Christmas present, sure.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to A Clown's Life. I'm fixated on Clown.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. This is a good one.
Ooh, percussion.
That's Michael Pinkham on drums.
Somebody on horns.
Ian Carey.
Feel like I'm in New Orleans.
Yeah. Rob.
Rob again. Hey, Rob in heaven. Oh, my God. Good stuff. Wow, there's a bunch of...
Yeah, we have two albums.
There's, yeah, bunch of tracks.
There's a lot of tracks.
Let's listen to one more. It's a toss-up for me between Clown Car...
Kerfuffle.
What does Kertruffle mean?
It's just a silliness.
And the Big Juggle, I don't know.
Oh, I would go to Clown Car Kerfuffle over those two.
Okay, let's do it. Ooh, some vocals. Yes. That is a stocking stuffer if ever there was
Absolutely.
One. Two CDs available everywhere. Again, it's called Circus Bella All-Star Band. That's the artist. The album's called, there's two, Mighty and Circus Bella All-Star Band.
Yeah.
Self-entitled.
Yeah.
I love it. You guys have really been doing it for some time.
We started the company in 2008, so we've been doing this a little while now. It's always miraculous to me because I feel like on one side I've started the company 2 seconds ago, and on the other side I've been doing it forever. So I don't even know. I'm somewhere lost in this malaise of sparkle, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I love that you've gone through all like different professions of the circus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you kind of have to. You know, we've been around for a long time, and we have a big, beautiful tent, but in some ways we're still very small and scrappy.
Yeah. Out of all of the, you know, talents that you've shared with the public, do you have a favorite one?
So I have recently, and this is new, and I don't think I've perfected. I mean, I think my ring mastering I'm really enjoying. And I'm also doing a little more singing now, which is a very new skill. And so that's been really fun. You know, what I love is always learning new things, new skills, new tricks, new things. So it's always kind of like whatever I'm working on right now is my favorite. I love juggling.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
How good are you at that?
I'm pretty good.
Wow.
I'm not the best in the world, but I am a pretty, pretty mean club passer. So.
Clubs.
Yeah, so mostly like clubs, and I'll throw them at my...
bowling pin kind of clubs?
Yeah, we call them clubs, but okay. Yeah, they look like bowling pins. So.
Yeah. Fire?
No fire. You know, that's the... insurance is bad enough.
Don't burn down the house.
Yeah, we stay away from fire. But just lots and lots of clubs. Oh, everyone in the company passes clubs, so it's kind of a big...
Yeah.
Lots of things flying around.
I love that. That's a lot of, that's an eye catcher.
It is an eye catcher, yeah. And very few companies do this big juggle. It's something we're known for.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, you know, I think as a company, we have to be so in sync because we all have to be juggling exactly at the same time, at the same rhythm. And sometimes you throw your friend at their most horrible pass and they have to clean it up for you, and sometimes vice versa, you know. So we're all really working intentionally together. It takes a lot of practice.
Passive aggressive. You had an argument earlier in the day here. Bad pass.
Yeah. Well, we sometimes get a little snippy in juggling rehearsal, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Quick question. Clown car or no clown car?
I'm all for a clown car. We don't have one in our show, but should, you know, right now, because our stage, only because our stage is too high, and so I don't know how I get the car there, but I'm all for a good clown car.
Next time. But yeah, you've make up for it in other departments. Well, we wanted to hear a little bit. Let me set up the scene. This is a joke.
Okay, ready?
All right, hold on. A little musical setup.
Pay that money down.
Where's the chorus?
Never had schooling, but it taught me.
All right, you get the message. We want to know what's going on behind the scenes in the trailers and stuff.
Right.
Is it decadent? Is it like Barbary Coast?
Oh, no. It's
It's not. Only Tweeka would think about that.
You know, I think it's quite... I have traveled with other circuses and been in much more decadent situations, and
the traveling shows are the ones you have to look out for.
You have to look out for. But I think it's very much a family. We're like a family backstage.
Absolutely. This is a family affair.
It's a family affair. We've got kids running around, you know, performers' kids are running around. We eat a lot of food together. We are We have, you know, we always have about thing of peanut butter pretzels backstage.
Ooh,
our dressing room is way too small, so they, that also is like a clown car. It's smaller than the studio, and
the dressing room's the clown car. Folks.
Yeah, and we're all squished in there, changing our costumes and doing the things. But it's kind of organized chaos backstage at all times.
And you live in the city, so it's easy for you to just go home. Mm-hmm. The other performers are Bay Area folks?
Most people are Bay Area folks. We have two trailers that live on site near the tent, because tents are like boats, and so you need to make sure they're
Okay, so there are trailers.
They're trailers, yeah. we do have a little village,
But nothing dirty goes on there. It's very family oriented.
Very family oriented. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Well, and all these movies come to mind, like Joan Crawford and Berserk. And
I know. I love all of that so much, but no. I love that in the movies and not in my circus.
Right. You're in control. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You keep a clean show.
We do keep a clean show.
This is San Francisco, so you want some decadence? You just go out to one of the clubs in the neighborhood.
There's plenty of decadence, and we keep our decadence to in the ring.
Yes, the fun is in the ring. Well, just to reiterate again for the third time, it is
we're at Circus Bella, and we're going to be at the Crossing at East Cut, which is at Howard and Beale Street, through January 4th, and you can buy a ticket at circusbella.org.
Folks coming in from out of town, is there public parking in that area?
There are parking garages.
Perfect.
There's parking garages. There is some street parking, and I very highly recommend taking public transportation.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. We're right by the Transbay Terminal. We're right where the Salesforce Terminal and the BART stations, and everything goes right there. We have even a group this Saturday coming in on the ferry.
Oh, yeah. So you can walk from Market to the
We're right by the ferry
circus.
Building. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you are right by the ferry building. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Very cool. We want to thank you here at House Pride Radio for joining us today. Thank you, Abigail.
You can come
back anytime.
I walk by here all the time.
Just drop in and give us updates.
I will.
The circus runs to the end of January?
January 4th.
Oh, you better
get your tickets. You have to get your tickets. You have to get on it right now.
Yeah. How many performances a week are there?
It's different every week. We're doing 26 total.
Okay.
We did our first four last weekend, so we have 22 more. I just did math live and on the air, which is a little.
Is it Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays?
Starting Friday. Now we have a few days off, but starting Friday, we're running pretty much every day.
Every day there is a show.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the real deal, folks.
Yeah.
And what a great holiday event to go to for a family.
Family or adults. We say we're family friendly, but I also want to say that it's just a show for people.
Yeah. And local talent, which is even better.
And we do have two guest acts this year. I said now throwing all these things in.
Yeah.
But we have two guest acts. We have Ozzy Sanchez, who's from Mexico City, and he's incredible. He's a juggler.
Juggler, yeah.
And then we have a wire walker from Vermont.
Oh.
Ariel Abacher.
Fabulous, yes. Bring on the talent. So there you go.